advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. And I think it was one of the things that really impressed me most 44 years ago, when I first became aware of the fact there was a problem, was the idea that much of what I thought I knew to be fact really wasn't true. After all, I was educated at the university. I had graduated with honors and all sorts of special the praise, you know, and I really thought I was pretty smart until I heard the wrong television program. It questioned everything I believed. I began checking out to find out if it was true, and much to my horror, I found out that the United States was not a democracy, that the United States government had brought Fidel Castro to power knowing full well he was a communist, and the media in the United States was largely controlled by people who had an agenda, and that was to transform our society from a free society into an authoritarian society and use the military and financial power of the United States to bring authoritarian governments to every nation in the world and merge them together into a new world order with a new world religion. Well, it took me a long time, of course, to begin to put all the pieces together, but with us this morning are Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, who have been working for many years to try to educate the American people about thought control techniques, because Kathy O'Brien was a victim of the traumatic thought control techniques created by our CIA that created dissociative personality, a person who cannot think on their own and will simply carry out orders, like so many Americans today, like the people in our military, who mindlessly kill others. That's what the military is about. People in the military are trained to kill. And they kill without ever bothering to question, why am I killing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Well, the techniques that are used on the American people through the media, through the mass media, through television, through motion pictures, they are all carefully planned and programmed. For as Edward Bernays had said in his book Propaganda, written in 1928, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Good morning, Mark and Kathy.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you with us. Well, why don't we just start out with Kathy. And certainly you have been through this yourself, and you were actually sold to the CIA by your father, weren't you? Or what did he do? Did he turn you over to avoid prison time for some of his activities?
Yes, he did, Dr. Stan. My father had been sexually abusing me all of my life, and he went and was making pornography of me to supplement the family income. And the pornography was being monitored and sanctioned by the local Michigan mafia and a criminal faction of our government that was involved in Project Paperclip and interested in bringing mind control into the United States the way that it had been in Nazi Germany. And a local politician at that time had seen where I was being used in child pornography, and he knew from the Hitler-Himmler research that any child that was sexually abused and used in child pornography would be highly suggestible and suffering from a dissociative disorder that was being used for, that they were interested in using for mind control. So my father agreed to sell me into the project at that time, and the politician that had approached my father and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution was none other than Gerald Ford.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. He was a wicked and evil man, but of course praised by our media when he died recently and went to his just rewards. Well, were there many other children that you encountered when you were in these programs?
Yeah, there were so many in my environment and in my experience that I thought the whole world was that way, right up until Mark Phillips rescued me from my MKUltra mind control existence in 1988. I'd spent 24 years, almost three decades of my life in mind control, working on a White House Pentagon level, totally dissociative of the operations that I was being used in, until I learned the methods to recover my mind and my memory.
And, you know, we had that that serial on television some years ago called The Pretender. It was the story. Did you ever watch that at all?
I never did catch that particular one. There have been some attempts through the media to bring out the concept of mind control. It's been pretty weak, I think, as far as reaching most people, unless they had eyes to see, ears to hear, and soul to know, like you did. But the younger generation, apparently they've heard enough of it, they've seen enough of it, and it has now become a household word, especially among the younger people.
Well, so many, many lives, and probably a lot of these people will never be reclaimed from the dissociative personalities that were created. We actually carry a book by Dr. Colin Ross, who is a friend of both Mark and Kathy's, and he's a psychiatrist who works with so many of these people with dissociative personalities, you know, actually, you know, created by the Central Intelligence Agency, these macabre experiments. And you were actually at the Bohemian Grove, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And I was at various government installations where they program the military special forces for various operations for the government as well. And at those training camps, they use the dissociative disorder in a very regimented method to increase the endurance, to be able to regulate blood flow, and to make them do seemingly superhuman things. Of course, at the Grove, I was used primarily in a sexual manner to fulfill sexual perversions of those politicians involved heavily in MKUltra.
And of course now, once they have that on film, why, they own the politicians.
Right.
I suspect they own an awful lot of politicians back in Washington, D.C. today, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know of any that haven't been compromised in some way or another. It seems to be the criteria for holding office.
Well, Mark, certainly you were coming at this from the other end. You were actually employed by the government in some of these mind control experiments, weren't you?
Yes, Dr. Stan, and not unlike you, my whole world began to open up a few years ago as well.
You hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Kathy, put your finger over the sound hole so that I can't hear you breathing while I'm talking.
Yes, same with you.
I did.
The Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understand.
Where's the sound hole?
Explanations.
Jeez, so that the truth will be
raptured. How's that? You know, I can listen to anything you're saying about me. Oh, sorry.
The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guests this morning are Kathy O'Brien, Mark Phillips, and Mark had worked for the government in various intelligence capacities until suddenly he became aware of what was really going on. So you pick up the story there, Mark.
Well, Dr. Stan, during the Vietnam War, rather than be wind-up cannon fodder, I was recruited and felt very fortunate to have been recruited to work for the Department of Defense. I really, like most people who are working for the intelligence community, are not really acutely aware of the projects that they are working for. They're not aware, in many cases, which agency they're actually reporting to. And during my years from the late 60s all the way up to the early 80s, my tenure was literally lined with what I considered hope for humanity in that the mind control research that I saw that was ongoing and the scientists that I worked with, we all believed that by the year 2000 that our prisons and our mental institutions could be pretty much emptied out through behavioral modification programs that did not involve any torture whatsoever. What happened though in the mid-80s was I became more and more aware of some of the nefarious things that were happening around me, and I became very disenchanted with my role, even though it was very negligible. I was vice president of marketing for a couple of airlines. At one point, I was assigned to a division, which you may be aware of Johnson & Johnson, called Codman Chartlett, that allowed me access into the operating rooms where brain surgeries were being performed. There were a number of positions that I held over those years that, frankly, most people would have been very envious of. I believed up until the mid 1980s that all that I had done was for the betterment of mankind. When I did learn that everything that I thought I knew was a lie, I disengaged myself from the intelligence community, which is virtually impossible. From the standpoint that they have such an incredible grip on where you work and how you support yourself. I went into business for myself and wound up involved in a joint venture company with the People's Republic of China, and I was the president of this company, and one of the principals involved was Kathy O'Brien's handler. His name is Alex Houston. He was a country music entertainer of sorts, MC, ventriloquist, and stage hypnotist. A most unlikely character to be involved with prostituting a woman and her young child, Kelly, who was, I believe, six or seven at the time, to government officials. And they were also involved in drug running. They were also involved in money laundering. All of these things were made aware to me in 1987 by my counterparts in the People's Republic of China. It was at that point in time that I began to dig in a little bit deeper and find out that the things that I had learned about mind control and the things I had learned about behavior modification so far as helping mankind was not indeed true whatsoever. And what we really found out, or what I found out, was the fact that we had been involved in something that Adolf Hitler and Heinrich Himmler had dreamed would be the centerpiece of the New World Order. So in 1988, when I found out about Kathy O'Brien and her daughter, I took a dramatic plunge into wanting to be of some help, and my intention was to get these two people into the hands of a competent physician, one like Colin Ross, for instance, who I was not aware of at that time, and who was actually doing research into this in Saskatchewan, Canada, where he's from. The bottom line to all this was, once I helped free Kathy O'Brien and her daughter from this, we spent many, many years in the courts, and our, when we provided our testimony to Congress, we were stopped under the 1947 National Security Act from adjudicating our case. And we presented our condensed version of our testimony in one of the books that you carry, entitled Transformation of America, that, by the way, now is in 11 languages and in 50-odd countries around the world. Most recently, we've provided a motion picture company with what is going to be the basis, what is being used as the basis for a full-feature film. The name of that book is Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. And Kathy actually wrote that book in its entirety.
In fact, that we have an Amazon bookstore, and that is our bestseller. We sell at least one a day, which may not be very many, but for us, it certainly shows that there are people out across America, and really across the world, and we're selling through Amazon all across the world, who really want to know, and they know about that book. That's the one one title they pick out of our list, and they're, you know. They're getting out. Kathy's story is getting out.
Well, what we're hoping, Dr. Stan, is that Access Denied will follow in the footsteps of Transformation of America. Trans literally identifies the problem very raw. We never anticipated that it would ever the public would receive it in any possible way. We never dreamed that anyone would even be interested in the first edition. We gave away 95% of the books. As a result, first edition copies of Trance are extraordinarily valuable. Whereas Access Denied for Reasons of National Security was written as a solution. It not only entails our trek through the courts and through our highest courts in the land, including Congress, and we spoke before the United Nations Human Rights Abuse Panel twice. The fact remains is Access Denied is a book about how to become a successful whistleblower and exactly how Kathy O'Brien was recovered from literally not even knowing her own name, where she had been, how old she was, all of these things that all of us take for granted. These were things that Kathy did not know when I rescued her in 1988.
Well, it's so terrible to think that there would be people at the highest echelons of our government who would go along with that, but there is a dark side. I mean, there are wonderful people in government, and they find it difficult to believe there could be anything so evil. And yet, until people are willing to recognize evil, the fact that there are evil people doing evil things and certainly working to, you know, destroy everything that is good and worthwhile and noble in the world. When you realize that, of course, some of these incredible stories really begin to make sense. So we hope many of our listeners, if they haven't read Transformation of America and Access Denied, will want to get them. We'll tell you more at the end of the program how to get that. But anyway, first, you have already been under a great deal of scrutiny since you broke with your intelligence background. You're the intelligence community and were able to rescue Kathy. Have there been any efforts to come after you since then?
Well, the first thing they did was strip me of all my hard-earned assets, those that I had not only inherited and worked for it and paid taxes on. In addition to that, they were attempting to place blame on me for a variety of things that had no bearing whatsoever on reality. And as a result, of course, every effort that they made towards silencing Kathy and I by getting through me failed, both before the courts, and that was the reason, I believe, that they had to impose the National Security Act upon our case. We
and so this information could not come out because for reasons of national security.
Right. The mainstream press, of course, really never touched us at all. The closest thing we ever did was getting out on mainstream press was doing the Combs show out of New York, and we've since done I don't know, well, I stopped counting a few years back. We've done over 2,500 radio and TV shows, but these days, Dr. Stan, we found our real listening and awake audience are those people outside North America. We're traveling around the world on a regular basis, and we are speaking to not only mental health professionals and law enforcement professionals. We're also dealing with a number of the university and college student level people in countries that you would not believe that would know as much as they do about the United States and mind control and how it has become what we said it would before Congress, the number one weapon of choice of all governments and all paramilitaries. And we're seeing it today. We've got, of course, Kathy's and Kelly's victimization. A lot of it happened involving people with NASA. And only recently we've seen a little crack in the armor with NASA, where we've got astronauts that are not capable of maintaining even any level of social graces when they attempt to kill their mates or kill their boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever.
the other woman in the love triangle, right?
Yes.
And everybody, of course, makes fun of this, but they dabble with these people's minds. How do they control their minds? How do they try to control their emotions and their reality?
Well, of course, trauma-based mind control has been around for as long as there have been any kind of recorded records. Trauma-based mind control simply involves torturing someone until they lose their will to function. There's a thin line between losing their will to live and their will to function under the direction of whomever is torturing them. And eventually their torturers become their heroes. We saw that happen with Patty Hearst. And we've seen it happen with many others. It's as you know, called the Stockholm Syndrome. What I was so incensed about was the fact in 1988, Dr. Stan, when I found out that Kathy O'Brien and her daughter were being maintained under trauma-based mind control rather than strict technologies or even drugs and hypnosis. The fact was I couldn't believe it, and the more I researched it and the more I dug in through friends that I and other people that I knew within the intelligence community, the more information surfaced. I knew that we had a lot of a handful of sociopaths that were in control of our country and remain in control to this very day.
And of course a lot of this began with Operation Paperclip.
Yes, it did.
Second World War, where the CIA and MI6, through something known as the Rat Line, helped 10,000 of the most vicious Nazis to escape to South America. Mengele, Dr. Mengele, Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, and almost 10,000 others, Of course, only two of those were ever caught and captured. The CIA protected all the rest of them, but they also brought so many of the Nazi wicked scientists, some of the worst ones, here to America to work on mind control projects, as well as, of course, bacteriological warfare to be used against the American people and our space program that it runs on. That's Operation Paperclip. You're not going to read about that.
Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tanguska Black. Drink to other drinks. Tanguska Blast core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tanguska Advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guests this morning, Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. And Mark, do you have a website or a means by which people can get more information
yes.
on what you and Kathy are doing?
Yes, Dr. Stan. We've got one website. Of course, there's several ways to get to it. If anyone types in www.4reasonsofnationalsecurity.com, they'll come right to us. Or they can just simply type in www.trance-formation.com.
No, that's T-R-A-N-C-E, not
yes,
trance.
Yes, that's correct. Thank
trance
you.
Transformation, because it's putting people into a trance, and this is what's being done to the minds of most Americans. Go ahead. So trance-formation.com.
Yes, sir, and of course, for reasons of nationalsecurity.com. We have probably, I'm guessing, about a dozen websites all over the world. Of course, the others are in various other languages. Like there is a website called Trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, formationofamerica.com, and that's our German publisher. who has done extraordinarily well with trance, because the German peoples are acutely aware of what has been going on in this country since 1947, when the Project Paperclip was approved by Congress. And by the way, Harry Truman said that was the worst thing he had ever become involved with, and the biggest disaster that he had ever performed while he was in office was to sign into law the 1947 National Security Act, which, of course, wound up, as we all know, or as many people know, all it does is protect the guilty. It doesn't help the innocent whatsoever. The fact that Project Paperclip was sold to the American public as the importation of the Nazi and fascist scientists that were involved in rocket science was another huge lie that had been sold to a populace back in the late 40s and early 50s that believed everything that the government was telling them, because technology, they felt, had saved them from domination from Germany. Well, I've always said, Dr. Stan, that the Nazis didn't lose the war, they just had to move. And when we imported these Nazi scientists, they were in fact mine scientists for the most part. Very, very few were actually rocket scientists. And those rocket scientists were, for the most part, SS members. the psychiatrists and psychologists that were involved in what Adolf Hitler believed was the greatest weapon of mass control, which was mind control, and that's where he put his research behind and his money behind, because he believed that his, quote, New World Order, a term that he stole from Nero, that George Bush borrowed from the all presidents thereafter, George Bush Sr., was actually a term that Nero used for what he believed would be world domination. And Adolf Hitler was wanting to develop the perfect politician, the perfect soldier, the perfect spy, people that would function to what would appear to most people as being very normal. In fact, their minds were literally being totally controlled by individual or individuals who did not have their best interest at heart. And Kathy O'Brien and her daughter were just two examples of what some of this Nazi science under Project Paperclip, a program called MK Ultra. And I do believe you are making available to the public the MK Ultra files on CD, are you not, Dr.
Stan? Yes, we are. You've given me permission for that. And there are 18,000 pages on a CD if anybody wants to get it. These were long suppressed files which the CIA ordered all destroyed, and somebody in government patriotically didn't destroy them. When a request for information under Freedom of Information came in, they turned all these files over, and they became the basis of the Church Committee hearings, but they are available. We have them on a CD to see the horrible, inhumane things our tax dollars were used for, and I suspect are still being used for today, as they learn how to control our reality and shape our ideas and tastes.
Well, of course, you know, there's all forms of mind control, and of course, trauma base has long since been used, and is used to this day. We see that these terrorist bombers, or so-called freedom fighters, or whatever label you want to put on them, these people, there are young people that are literally committing suicide, and they've lost their will to live. They feel like they will receive rewards much better than the life that they're receiving, which is a life of neglect and torture and abuse. They feel like that they can escape this life and gain access to the next one, simply by destroying themselves along with other people that they don't even know. Mind control has become the number one weapon of choice, not only for these so-called terrorists, but it's also a weapon of choice of all governments and militaries. And it has sifted down into the populace, and many of the cults and other organizations that are interested only in money and control of other people have become heavily involved in various levels of mind control. Of course, you know, Dr. Stan, information control is a form of mind control.
Sure.
And the press is guilty of course, that. The United States is now ranked 49th in the world as far as free press goes, and we're behind Russia now. This is news you're not going to hear on CNN. Fox News is not going to report this sort of thing. You're going to hear about some former playmate that has died and her estate is in a mess. That's about what all you're going to hear.
And Nicole Smith, of course, being the prototype of how you focus people's attention on inconsequential things and totally ignore the major events that are unfolding today that will shape the future in which we live.
Yes, indeed. Chris.
Well, let's back. I don't want to ignore Kathy there. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing?
She's coming back on.
Oh, okay.
Yes?
Oh, I just wanted to see if you had any comments on what is really unfolding today. And as we see, you know, how the American people are being, we're being conditioned to believe, we've got to go to war with Iran. And how, you know, they're paying people to come on radio, talk radio. Oh, my goodness, we've got to do something about the wicked Iranians. The Iranian people don't want to go to war. The American people certainly don't want to go to war with the Muslim world, and yet we're being conditioned to accept it. It's inevitable. It's only a matter of time. I mean, what do you say to other people when you know how they manipulate the public? The average individual doesn't understand. We're constantly being manipulated by those people who control the media.
Exactly. The easiest way to manipulate people is through trauma. And as long as there's some kind of trauma that's happening in our country, such as 9/11, or as long as there's a trauma in our world, like these wars, it keeps people more easily led and subdued. It's definitely a form of control over the whole population as well as the military.
You hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mark Phillips, Kathy O'Brien, we're talking about mind control in America. And, of course, Kathy was just saying that, You know, as long as you can create fear, well, we're constantly seeing programs on television. And, of course, time after time after time, the terrorists are going to get us. The terrorists are going to attack. The terrorists are going to explode a nuclear bomb. They're going to have chemicals in our water supply or something of the sort. Now, the reality is, of course, it's not taking place. I mean, there is no major threat of terrorism in America. Our leaders know that. If they were, they would have sealed the southern border immediately, would have air marshals on every plane, every pilot would be armed, every bit of cargo that goes on the planes would be checked instead of simply harassing us, would be, you know, inspecting our carry-on bags. But they know this is all a lie, but they're able to give us the impression and keep us constantly frightened because we see these terrorist attacks on the television, but they're all simply aborted by the clever antics of our security forces. Do you think, Kathy, that, you know, they're able to, the television programs we see, to actually create the reality even though there's no basis for it?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan. There's the television and the media has an enormous control over the minds of the people. The information that is allowed through the media, of course, is all being filtered through Jack Valenti of the Motion Picture Association of America. He was Gerald Ford's press secretary back when Ford was the unelected president of the United States. And he's one of those handful that are in key positions to be able to continue to manipulate the minds of the people and create the illusion of what's supposedly going on in the world, when in fact the world is a much more peaceful place. The actual terrorists are right here in control of our country and in control of our minds.
Amen to that. Well, Mark, what can the average individual do? I mean, we tell them these things. They're not quite sure it's correct, but maybe there's enough element of truth to it that they're wondering, what can the average person do about this mind control program? And how can we begin to try to take America away from the wicked people who control the reins of power today?
Well, Dr. Stan, my experience has been thus far to see an American population further dumbed down over the years. Since when we first went out and spoke out after the National Security Act was imposed upon our case, We did have the right to publish at least our testimonies at that time before Congress in the book Transformation of America. The fact remained was we had a lot of hope in that people would become aware and that some element of the so-called national press would pick this up. There had been films like The Manchurian Candidate from way years gone past that had surfaced about mind control, and there had been other what I call breaches in the security of the term mind control. But the fact was, in the early 1990s, Dr. Stan, we were not even allowed to use the words mind control in court because it was deemed there was no such thing. And as Dr. Colin Ross, a very famous psychiatrist who had done a huge amount of research over the years, I believe he got his doctorate in behavioral research as far as trauma-based mind control and the results upon a human mind at that time called multiple personality disorder, which is really a bad term since we only have one personality. The fact is, if we're tortured out of our minds, it fragments our memory and for those events, and they're compartmentalized, and in the process it compartmentalizes our fragments of our personality that have been shattered through abuse. Now, my experience was that mind control that had been set in place through trauma was no longer necessary. And by the early 1970s, technologies had advanced so much that it was become, I had become at least aware, or I was believing, in fact, that trauma-based mind control would indeed be a thing of the past, and that it would never, never, ever happen except in cases of individuals are doing it to their own families, or in certain cults and certain belief systems it was still being used. Well, I was very wrong, and I was also wrong about a number of things that I had come to believe working in a very compartmentalized situation for the intelligence community for most all of my working life. I started, in, as I said earlier in the show, in the late 60s, and it ended in the early 80s. Where mind control has gone from there to today is absolutely terrifying. You're aware of HARP, the High Altitude Oral Research Project, based in Alaska, and it, of course, was supposed to have been the advancement of some of Tesla's ideas on how to transfer energy wirelessly. Well, I haven't seen any energy being transferred wirelessly, and the HARP meter, as we can find it online, at the University of Alaska, they measure the HARP activity each day. If you'll notice around elections or around times when this country's populace is being manipulated into believing something that the Pentagon or the press working in tandem wants us to believe, that HARP meter literally goes off the scale. So we do know that it can create apathy. We know that it can cause us to literally just ignore the obvious and accept whatever reality we're being spoon-fed by the media. And this media, by the way, of course, is what I would consider a corporate fascist operation that is
Mark,
now...
In 1949,
it was supposed to be taken over.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We'll have to cover more of it later. But thank you both very much for being with us this morning. I hope our listeners are intrigued. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope many of you enjoyed the program this morning. We do have that CD with the 18,000 pages of of information on it. It's only it's inexpensive. We have Mark and Kathy's books, Transformation of America, and Access Denied. Now, I'll tell you, there's some things in Transformation that you'll find very difficult to believe, but I believe it's true. I mean, I've talked to Mark and Kathy many, many times, and I believe what they say about Dick Cheney and Gerald Ford and the others are true, because, of course, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that guide men, and, of course, they're leading to terrible, terrible things that are about to happen to this country. We carry the book Mass Control and Mind Control by Jim Keith, who died under very mysterious circumstances. We have the book The CIA Doctors, used to be Operation Bluebird, by Dr. Colton Ross, going into the way that the CIA has actually created mental disease, dissociative personalities, and he has, of course, had the tragic job of trying to get these people's minds back together. That's The CIA Doctors. We actually have 4 tape sets on mind control. On Operation Paperclip, this macabre CIA operation that was designed to bring the Nazi doctors here. They worked on the new biological diseases, and we created all sorts of new diseases. Nobody has any idea where they came from. Well, oh yes, we found the AIDS long ago, and they're lying. Ebola, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue disease, so many new diseases that they've created to plague us, and of course I fear that they are going to launch terrible epidemics here because there are too many people in the world, and you and I are using up their natural resources. What we need is a sustainable future, and we'll get that without so many people. How will we eliminate the population? World War III is coming. It's only a matter of time. And behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that energize these wicked people. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The 4 tape sets, Mind Control, Operation Paperclip, the books, Mass Control, Mind Control, the CIA Doctors, certainly Transformation of America, Access Denied, and so much more is available through Radio Liberty. We do what we do because we want you to understand. But you must read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD or the VHS on this subject. You need to have this information. We must get it out across America. Our telephone number, again, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there directly or indirectly, 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day on shortwave, 9 hours a day on Telstar 5 satellite, and help us get the information out. I do what I do because I'm trying to educate the people. If we lose America, you and your children will lose everything. Believe me, we're headed towards World War III, and they're going to have to take away our freedom to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden or the wicked Iranians or whatever it is. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship.